Cave always described the view of an extensive plain, and he always seemed to be looking at it from a considerable height, as if from a tower. To the east and to the west, the plain was surrounded at a distance by vast reddish cliffs, which reminded him of a picture he had seen. These cliffs passed north and south. During his first vision, he was nearer the eastern set of cliffs, and a black multitude of flying forms, which Cave imagined were birds, appeared. Below him, there was a vast range of buildings. There were also trees of curious shapes and colour, a deep green and a beautiful grey, beside a wide, shining canal. Something great and brilliantly coloured flew across the picture. The first time, the vision came and went, and then grew foggy and indistinct. After a week, he had a second vision.
"What can you see, Cave?"
asked Wace.
"Well, that's a very strange world from here. There's a building, and just in front of it there's a big terrace. Look, look, in the middle of the terrace there are also big, graceful masts. And, oh, on top of each mast there's something shining, something like a crystal object reflecting the sun."
He could also see an area of very green, healthy vegetation, and a wide lawn where big creatures similar to beetles, but much larger, were resting. There was also a richly decorated causeway of pinkish stone, and beyond that, a broad area of water surrounded by red weeds. The air seemed full of great birds, and across the river, in a forest of mossy trees, there were a lot of splendid coloured buildings, shining with metallic decorations. Suddenly, something flapped repeatedly across the vision, and the upper part of a face with very large eyes came close to the other side of the crystal.